Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here on Sports Talk, we welcome in now Matthew Coller, covers the Vikings for Purple Insider. Matthew, how are you? I hope I got your last name correct.
Yes, just like what you put on the dog. So, yeah, you got it right. I'm good.
Matthew, right now, when you look at the Vikings, they got off to a great start beating the Packers, got humbled a little bit against the Minnesota Vikings, against the Eagles.
Yep.
And then bounced back this past week. What kind of team are the Saints looking at coming in?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's something that we're still trying to figure out because but we've seen one blowout of the Packers, of which, of course, everyone was very impressed. And then the next week, they get beat down in Philadelphia, where it was very clear that Philadelphia was just better in a lot of areas. But then this game against Detroit, I think, should be very concerning to the Vikings because they got outplayed for that entire game. And Dan Campbell may be good at motivation, but he's not good at maybe managing the game because Detroit should have won. I mean, if they go for a fourth down or even punt at the end of the game as opposed to kicking a field goal, the Vikings probably lose that game. And we're talking about a catastrophe at this point, honestly, because the expectations were so high. The offense has not picked up the way that we expected it to with Kevin O'Connell so far. Kirk Cousins had his second straight game averaging under 7 yards per pass attempt. And it just looks like a lot of guys haven't been on the same page. And even just being in the stadium for the game, you're looking down at the sideline and you're seeing Justin Jefferson look frustrated, Kirk Cousins look frustrated, and it's sort of winning heals all by that last pass that goes for a touchdown and the Vikings win. But I think they've got a lot of things they need to resolve to be considered a serious contender.
Yeah, Matthew, along those lines, you look at any fan base, the coach or the quarterback, want to get rid of one of them or both of them. But looking at tell me if I'm wrong about this and the perception. It seems like Coach Zimmer wanted to establish the run first and made sure that Dalvin Cook, carried the football a number of times or plenty. And then O'Connell prefers a more wide-open attack. Now, as the Vikings fan base, have they seen witness a wide-open attack or not so much? You talked about it, not really average, per attempt passing has not been there? Or what is the perception? I know small sample size, but where are they at versus Coach Zimmer and O'Connell? How, I guess, the team's being run? I know Zimmer was a defensive coach, and obviously O'Connell being an offensive coach, but they're not saying like, oh, look, here we go again, same song and dance or what?
Yeah, no, it's a really interesting topic here because when the old coach gets fired, and I know that Saints fans would have a lot of respect for Mike Zimmer, and they should, but, you know, when a coach gets fired, the old guy did everything wrong, and the new guy, he's going to be a genius, and he's going to do everything right every time, right? But, and I think that Kevin O'Connell came in with a lot of really interesting ideas and plans, motion guys around, play wide-open football, put Kirk Cousins in the shotgun. The problem is that's just not really who Kirk Cousins is. I mean, Mike Zimmer understood that Kirk Cousins needs a play-action offense. You look at his numbers, he's one of the best play-action quarterbacks, but if you're going to do that, then you have to run the football. And I thought it was very noticeable that all of a sudden last week, as opposed to putting Cousins in the shotgun all the time, he was back under center. C.J. Ham, the fullback, was back on the field. The second tight end was coming in the game. They're running bootlegs out and finding guys down the field that way or looking for those deep shots that way, which is a lot of the stuff that the Gary Kubiak offense did when Mike Zimmer was here. And I think that Kevin O'Connell, being a new coach, he's really having to adjust to his personnel on the fly, and I think that's taking some time because I think he wanted to get Matt Stafford type of production out of Kirk Cousins.
Right.
But they're two very different players, though. I mean, Stafford has one of the best arms of the generation. I don't think that's Kirk. He's not that type of athlete. He's at his best when he's got a lot of time to throw and when he's got receivers breaking open and he can put it on them. But he's not that guy from back in the day that's going to stand back there and throw it all day long. So I think they've kind of figured out that they do have to lean on the run. And that is disappointing to Vikings fans who thought that they were getting Warren Moon's run and shoot or something.
Yeah, no, not so fast. But Matthew, one promising thing, you talked about how they finished the game against the Lions, and that's what they were not able to do last year. And it was like, can the Vikings win more close games coming into this year? I was looking at Minnesota went 2-5 in games decided by 4 points or less in 2021. I think that, you got to win those close games. That kind of dooms Zimmer also. But I don't know. You won by four finally. I mean, instead of, not coming out on top. Because last year, when you look what occurred, you got to win those close games. You can't afford to be like 2-5.
Yeah, I totally agree. And the defense gets some credit there for stepping up and also for them not giving up in a game where there was a lot of frustration. And by the way, Detroit's got more talent than they used to. So it's not like embarrassing to be in a close game,
right.
But they felt like they should have been playing better throughout. And I think that there is something to it. You know, sometimes when coaches talk about resetting the culture and building their culture, I kind of, having done this for long enough, roll my eyes a little because you think it's really about players and whether they're good and whether they execute. But I do think with Zimmer that things got to be pretty ugly at times with him. He's an old school football coach who handled a lot of things in that way, and I'm not sure all of the younger players wanted it to be that way. And I also don't think that Zimmer supported his quarterback very much. I think Mike Zimmer resented Kirk Cousins being paid as much as he was, and that took away from Zimmer's defense, and he never really wanted to get behind Cousins. Kevin O'Connell has been completely different from that perspective in the way that he's handled Cousins. He's built that relationship from day one, and the players after the game said those close situations, those games where it's not going right, like that's where it shows up, that you have a coach who's taken on a different attitude. And I do think that could be a definitive factor as we go along, as you talked about in some of these close games.
Matthew, speaking of, this leads me right into my question. Speaking of Kirk Cousins there, you mentioned how Mike Zimmer had a little bit of resentment. But what does the fan base feel about Kirk Cousins?
It has long been very conflicted, I think. I mean, of course, all the fans want to see him play well. They want to see him win. But they also understand that there are just shortcomings of Kirk Cousins, who is 34, by the way. So there are shortcomings of Kirk Cousins who are not ever going to change, right? He's never going to be Patrick Mahomes. He's never going to have Stafford's arm or take risks or run around back there and air it out. And I think that a lot of people look at it like maybe they should have traded him away and done essentially what Atlanta did, right, which is move on from Matt Ryan and then
right.
Get sort of a bridge quarterback and then draft somebody in this year's draft that's supposed to have a lot of, good quarterbacks. So sticking with him put a lot of pressure on this coaching staff right away to win because you stuck with the expensive older quarterback who's sort of shown us what he is. So I think that at one time there were debates among the fans of, is Kirk really good? How much of it is his fault that they're not winning and so forth? And I think everyone's sort of come to the place that, like, this is probably it. Like, this is the last chance. If they go deep in the playoffs, then maybe he's a Viking for life. And if they don't, they're probably looking at all those quarterbacks to draft next year.
Now, Matthew, speaking of the record and the playoffs, looking at last year, they finished 8-9. The Saints were 9-8. And there's not much difference, boy, but just the perception. If you can get to double digits, 10-7 sounds a whole lot better than 9-8 or 8-9. And I was looking at, well, what is your take on this? It's very favorable for the Vikings. I'm looking at, here they're playing New Orleans in London. It's a home game for the Saints. Now the Vikings have 9 home games and only 7 on the road and 1 at a neutral site. So you think about that, 9 home games, you take care of home field advantage, 7 on the road, 1 at a neutral site, obviously, in London. They have to feel, this is the season. I think that's favorable just when you're trying to be and play in the postseason.
No, you're totally right. And when you look around the NFC, you go, like, who's impressive? Philadelphia is, and everyone else. I mean, I just watched Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady fail to combine for 30 points in a football game. Like,
right.
It's kind of amazing how many teams have weaknesses. So, of course, when you're focused on one team all the time, you're pointing out all the things going wrong. But when you kind of look around, you go, there's a lot of things all over the NFC that aren't going right, including in New Orleans. This is kind of a battle of two teams looking in the mirror a little bit where they're flawed, but they both have a chance to go to the playoffs and make some noise. It almost reminds me of, like, you know, maybe 10 years ago when you had Joe Flacco and Colin Kaepernick playing in a Super Bowl, and we're like, what's going on here? But sometimes it's just cyclical where the AFC goes up, the NFC goes down, and it opens the door. And I think that influenced the Vikings for keeping Kirk Cousins, that they kind of saw the writing on the wall here, like, well, Drew Brees is not in the NFC anymore, and we've got an opportunity here maybe to get back to the playoffs. But, you know, I think what it's going to come down to for the Vikings is whether they stay healthy. And I know that's like a cliche because that goes for
everybody.
But just for example, Za'Darius Smith didn't practice today. If Za'Darius Smith doesn't play, they're not rushing the passer. Like, whoever's playing quarterback for the Saints will have all day. So this is kind of what's going to, determine whether they fulfill that playoff destiny or not, is basically whether things kind of go their way, because the schedule is laid out for them to do that. It's just, you know, can they stay healthy enough to actually make it?
Matthew, thanks so much.
Yep, sure thing.
Thank you, Matthew.
Matthew Coller covers the Vikings for Purple Insider. Back to your calls next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.